Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an art house drama from filmmaker Paul Schrader, and it's called First Reformed.
Ethan Hawke plays a priest who is dealing with many ethical issues, and he is visibly suffering. We don't know the story, but the entire film has a pervasive desolation, I think.
Paul Schrader has been known to deal with themes of faith in his previous films, and in this circumstance, he adds the additional theme of environmentalism. Austere, it is
bleak.
Stark, it's bleak.
Yes.
Beautifully acted, and very well filmed. It's not exactly a pleasure to sit through, but boy, is it really well made.
Well, I have to add one disclaimer, and that is, everything is engaging. I mean, I wanted to know, okay, what's happening? He is holding on to the concept of the grace of God, but he is losing it. And I don't want to give anything away, but I would say the last fourth of the film, the plot line takes a curious, ridiculous, in my opinion, twist, and it went off the rails for me.
I totally agree. You know, the only problem is the unconvincing climax that threatens to undermine everything else that has happened and all the good intentions that this film has. But Schrader poses some very probing questions that aren't easily answered, framed within an evolving story. So even though it's an ordeal to sit through, it's a commendable effort.
Well, I think people will talk about it after they leave, and that's always the sign of a good film.
Newcomer Van Hanses gives a terrific performance in a very tragic role.
But Amanda Seyfried added nothing.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.